Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're on the line with Professor Matt Petering of UWM, an expert, and he has devised an algorithm that fairly speedily can simply incorporate changes to maps. You know, somebody says, I want you to do this with Wauwatosa, or that with West Allis, or this with this and that with that. Presses a button, it's a little more than that. In 10 to 15 minutes, he can see what that model looks like. So, Professor, as I understand it, the Supreme Court right now, there are nine parties. I think there's a deadline for more interveners. I don't know if they're going to come on. But besides the governor and the legislature, I think Senator Buley, maybe a party, Citizens United, Black Leaders Organizing Committee, the League of Women Voters, and Voces de la Frontera, and others. I think that some of these groups, one of them anyway, should contact you and frankly say, look, you're our expert. And I also want to commend to these groups that for now, we're not in federal court, we're in state court. And I think you have to seize on the opportunity from Brian Hagedorn. And one of the things I want to say before I give you my next question, Professor, is Brian Hagedorn may have had a far deeper insight in this than most people that I know. And here's the reason. No justice, Democratic, Republican, is simply going to say, okay, my goal is to simply get more Democratic seats. They're going to go, you know, 5-10 years from now, who knows what happens, blah, blah, blah. What he has done attacks packing and cracking at its core. The only way gerrymander 2.0 goes, if they can carve up Waukesha County in a certain way, cut through communities in Sheboygan and Greene County and everywhere else. That simple thing alone, that simply saying, we are going to keep, say, Wauwatosa as a community of interest, West Allis, Sheboygan, Brookfield, Elm Grove, Franklin, Greendale, Greenfield, Milwaukee County, not slice and dice through some communities in Milwaukee County. That alone, if you reduce or eliminate packing and cracking, sucking out discrete Democratic votes to waste them in large Democratic districts and moving carefully Republican votes right in the middle of communities of interest, if you get rid of that alone, it's an amazing insight. It's a very, very important insight. My question to you, Professor, is, if you're contacted by one of these nine parties, Voces de la Frontera, League of Women Voters, Black Leaders Organized Committee, Citizens United, and any of the others, are you willing to advise them as an expert on devising a map that's compliant with keeping communities of interest together? Professor?
Disappointed that the political fairness has not been emphasized by the court, and they actually do not want that to be considered for some arguments that seem to not be extraordinarily solid. But unfortunately, that's the court's opinion, and we have to go with that. But I'm still able to work on these other criteria, and by doing that, I do still believe we can chip in at the political fairness issue. Because the current map and the map proposed by the Republicans just does so poorly on so many of these criteria that are still those traditional criteria, including the communities of interest. And if we can do better with those criteria, I do believe that will help to get a little more fairness overall. Unfortunately, not at the level of what I've been creating so far, to be honest, but we can definitely take a stab at it and do the best we can on the criteria the court has specified. And I think that would help a bit.
Yeah, good. But I mean, the point is you are willing to serve as a consultant to any one of these parties that wants to bring you into this.
Absolutely. Time is very short. I think several parties are really kind of in a, emergency mode because the maps they created did not, they didn't expect that the court would issue this opinion. And there's no doubt several parties are scrambling to find new maps. Probably the one group that is not is the Republicans, because their map has very little change compared to the 2011 map. And so they conveniently do have probably a little bit better preparation for this Supreme Court decision, but most of the other parties are in emergency mode and kind of need to put together brand new maps. And I would, you know, including the People's Maps Commission, you know, Governor Evers and several other groups, certainly I think need to think about redoing their maps in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's excellent.
And I'm more than happy to help.
Here's the deal. All this good work you have done is still important in two respects. One respect is there is a federal case pending. There might even theoretically be a trial in that one. It's possible the federal court will just defer to the state Supreme Court. But that is unknown right now. And I think that the more the state maps through the state Supreme Court look a little fairer and a little more competitive, the more likely it is that the federal court may hold off. We don't know. However, all the work you have done on compactness, competitiveness, fairness, and the Voting Rights Act is hugely important. It lays down a marker. It lays down a marker on a map that is the ideal map and that a federal court could consider. But that said, I always assume the worst. Let's say this federal court abstains and just dismisses it and says, go to the state court. My point is that Brian Hagedorn has opened the door to something very important and very interesting.
Yes.
And that is, if you get rid of packing and cracking communities of interest and packing other votes into communities that aren't part of their community, if you just get rid of that, which is his insight, it's a profound insight. It's a profound constitutional insight. Then what you end up having is inevitably you're going to have more fairness and competitiveness, because if they can't break off Franklin, Greendale, Greenfield, Hales Corners, and from Wisconsin to stick into a congressional district. I mean, congressional is different. I understand it, but this will have impacts on that. If they can't try to shore up somebody like Kapenga, who has increasingly blue voters in his district, by slicing and dicing Wauwatosa and slicing, say, Brookfield and Elm Grove and all that kind of stuff. If the Hagedorn theory takes hold, that's a major issue in Wisconsin history. And that is, Sheboygan can't be just pillaged for a few Democratic votes that go to waste. Neither can Greene County. Neither can Waukesha County. Neither can Milwaukee County. Neither can Eau Claire County, any county around the state. So what I'm interested in, Professor, just as we come to the end of this segment, is your ability fairly quickly, like 10 or 15 minutes every time somebody wants a change isn't that much, your ability to incorporate, if the special master designates the community of interest, designates the county or the town like Wauwatosa or Brookfield or something, and says, I want them all stuck together, you can do that, as I understand it.
Yes, I can. It is a little bit complicated to do that for every single one of those that is requested all together at the same time. However, the algorithm, just like a human map maker, and more quickly than a human map maker, can go about generally reducing the number of those communities of interest that are split, and overall in the statewide map. And if you want to place more emphasis on certain communities of interest than others, that's fine too.
Listen, that is terrific. Professor Peter, and I can't thank you enough for coming on. I hope you'll be coming back. And I'm going to comment on what you just said, your information and testimony on this, and we look forward to getting you back again. Professor, thank you very much. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.